I'm Mitch Wertlieb. This is VPR News. If there is one major hurdle to lowering property taxes in Vermont, it's that you have to cut spending on schools in order to do it. But progressive lawmakers in Montpelier say they've found a way to sidestep that obstacle. VPR's Peter Hirschfeld has more.
The legislation would deliver immediate relief to the vast majority of property taxpayers in Vermont, and it wouldn't require schools to shave a cent from their budgets.
We hear a lot of talk about affordability in the State House. We hear a lot of people talking about their concern about the middle class and lower income Vermonters. This gives us the opportunity to really do something about it.
Anthony Polina is a progressive Democratic senator from Washington County. Recent legislative attempts to provide property tax relief have focused on ways to curb the growth in education spending. Polina has introduced legislation that ignores the cost side altogether and instead changes the way the money is raised. Under the plan, Vermonters would pay property taxes based on income rather than the value of their homes.
And when you do that, you raise a lot more money from the people at the top, and therefore you can deliver relief to the great majority of Vermonters.
That's Burlington Representative Chris Pearson, who has introduced a very similar piece of legislation in the Vermont House. Pearson is the leader of the House Progressive Caucus, and he says the plan provides an elegant solution to a vexing dilemma.
The question has always been, well, how do we keep our schools in solid shape and also deliver property tax relief?
Under the Pearson-Polina proposal, the answer is to have everyone pay 2.5% of their income to the education fund, regardless of how much their property is worth. If you're in a household making less than $200,000 a year, you'd likely see a decrease in your annual property tax obligation, according to an analysis of the proposal. Make any more than that, and your bill would likely rise. The more you make, the more severe the increase. For households pulling in more than $1 million annually, for instance, the median bill would go from about $9,000 a year to nearly $40,000. Pearson says that might be a bit too much of a jump, and he says he's ready to make some tweaks. Fundamentally, however, he says richer Vermonters have enjoyed the lion's share of the economic gains in recent years.
So the new money is going overwhelmingly to those at the top. So the idea that we would ask them to pay a little bit more in tax revenue, I don't think is far-fetched.
House Minority Leader Don Turner says everyone is already paying too much, whether they're a working-class family or a high-earning one. And he says lawmakers shouldn't circumvent the real problem by intensifying the burden on rich people.
But what we've got is a system that's spending far more than people in Vermont can afford to spend and not really achieving the outcomes that we strive to do.
Turner says it's low student-to-teacher ratios driving the school spending problem, and he says the legislature should find ways to reduce labor costs in public education. But Senator Polina says that no matter how much Vermonters are paying for schools, education costs should be redistributed. He says middle-class Vermonters are paying a greater proportion of their income toward public education than higher-earning residents. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.